Good afternoon, Niles.
Dermot, AUL 0, NHL League 3. What a performance.
Yeah, so you've summed it up in one there, Niles, an absolutely brilliant performance and fully deserved merited victory.
And just tell us how the game panned out.
Yeah, well, it was a good open game. It was played on a very big Astro pitch. Now, I have to say it was a very decent Astro. One thing, maybe the ball moved a wee bit quicker, maybe than normally on the grass pitches, but very open game. We had an early chance. Brendan McLaughlin got on the end of a ball from a corner, and the centre half from the AUL been absolutely flying and sliding tackle to stop him to a certain goal. Then at the other end, they had a chance on the centre four and sort of put it wide. But we made the breakthrough in the 12th minute. It was a brilliant work goal, 3 or 4 passes around into the box. And Nigel McMonagh kept the ball over the top of the defence, and Brendan McLaughlin ran on to it, took it on his chest, and volleyed it home with his right foot. A stunning goal at any level, but especially at this level, is a really brilliant goal, mate.
And how important was it to get that first goal?
Yeah, like, you know, we talked about it from the team meeting this morning, and, you know, with the lads, it's vitally important that we try and get the first goal. We were content enough maybe to frustrate them and keep them out, and if we got to half time at 0-0, then we could open up in the second half. But, you know, we got the goal, and I felt that, you know, they were chasing the game hard after that. They did suffer a blow 27, 28 minutes in by the big centre half, as it was red cards for 2 yellows, but without a shadow of a doubt, you know, there were 2 definite yellow cards. And then just we got an absolutely brilliant start to the second half when Shane Canning clipped a little ball in behind the 2 centre halves, who sort of left it to the keeper, and the keeper left it to them. And again, Brendan McLaughlin nipped in with a fantastic flick finish to the net. It put us 2 up. And to be honest, I couldn't see us getting beat after that. They lost their shape and, you know, and certainly lost their discipline a bit. As an elbow off the ball, and Brendan McLaughlin saw them reduced to 9 men. And then shortly after that, Nathan McGonigal capped a superb performance and a brilliant goal. And as a matter of just playing out the game and seeing out the time, Niles.
Yeah, speaking to Terence, you know, you had a number of very good competitive games before this game, and you also were playing good football, but there was always that worry that you weren't going to convert your chances. You did that today.
I think, yeah, we spoke again about that in the team meeting this morning, the fact that, you know, we've played well in patches in all our games this year, Miles, you know, and we've created a lot of chances in each of the games, but we haven't been, you know, very efficient in front of goals. So we hammered home to the boys this morning, you know, because you're not going to get 6, 7, 8 chances against teams of this quality. If you get 2 or 3 chances, you've really got to be converting them. And thankfully we did that today, and, you know, fully deserved victory.
And another thing that obviously stood in to you today, very disciplined performance overall.
Yeah, again, something we highlighted this morning, how disciplined. We felt maybe that the referee had an excellent game, and he got all the big calls right. I think, you know, we picked up 2 or 3 soft yellow cards, which left, you know, 2 or 3 players on tenterhooks. But, you know, thankfully we kept our shape, kept our discipline, and most important of all, kept the ball and kept it moving.
You played the AUL on a good number of occasions. You know, what does this mean to beat them today, the defending champions, on their home patch?
Yeah, well, like, I mean, they're the standard bearers for the junior soccer interleague competition. You know, they're going for 6 in a row. 2 years ago, as I said on numerous occasions, they beat us in the final 3-1, and they fully deserved their victory because we didn't play well on the day. Last year, we left it behind us, and, you know, we've been waiting for this game for 12 months, and I'm just elated that the boys put in a performance and got the result that they deserved.
And what does it mean for the NHL League? What's next in the semi-final?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking that, you know, for the league, it shows the quality. Sorry about that, mate.
I think player power is taking over there.
Well, they're gone now. I think it highlights the standard of the league. You know, some people saying now the standard in junior football is not what it used to be and things like that. But, like, I would disagree. I think there's more young players coming through academies all over the country and coming into junior football. We have a lot of young boys that come up through our academy, and you put your faith in them and they reward you. It's simple as that. It's a fabulous result for us. But as I said to the players after, we've won nothing. There's no trophies handed out today. With the Clare League now in the semi-final, they will see it as a fantastic opportunity because they were in the final last year and they were beaten by the AUL. So they will see, you know, that monkey off their backs, and I'm sure they'll fancy their chances coming to the show.
So you have a home draw for the semi-final?
Yeah, home draw for the semi-final against Clare. The date's not finalised yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations today. Great performance, and good luck in the semi-final.
That's brilliant. Thanks a million, Miles.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much indeed, Dermot O'Brien there, manager of the NHL League.